Welcome to the Fitbox Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Frankie. Glad you're here listening. On our podcast, we talk about two main things. First and foremost, we interview members of Fitbox so that way you can hear their stories about how they're repaying debt, how they're saving for retirement, buying homes, all this type of stuff, really to give you motivation and some different ideas. That's the first thing we talk about. The second thing our podcast do is we take individual finance topics and go through them in more detail so that way you can say, does this apply to me and how does this apply to my plan? So if you have questions or you want to sign up for Fitbox, you can do so in the show notes, fitbox.com, build your profile, schedule a call. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy the episode.
So I've done hundreds of webinars for different universities, for employees and companies. And the question that always kind of makes me smile when I get it is, what do you hear people say about money that you just cringe because you just know that it's not a good thing to say, or their thinking is just completely off of it? And right now is tax season, and it made me think of this one that I hear all the time. And when I hear this, I just cringe. And that is, I'm so happy that my tax refund is a lot this year. Okay, what I'm going to go through with you in this video, in this podcast, is why is that a bad thing? How to correct it? And if you do get a refund, what should you do with that tax refund? Okay, now before we do, quick intro. I'm Joseph Frankie. I'm the founder of Fitbox. We've helped about 20,000 young professionals between the ages of 20 and 40 with everything from student loans to home buying, family planning, financial planning, and all that type of stuff with our technology and our experts. So these are the questions that we hear all the time. This is why I do these webinars at universities and whatnot and employers, because we're helping them. And that's where these questions come from. Now, if you're new to the channel on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell. It helps us grow. It helps you get notified when new episodes come out. If you are listening on the podcast, hit subscribe there as well. Also, if you get a chance, make sure to leave a review. It helps us grow the podcast so that way we can help more people just like you that are listening to this. Let's jump right into it. Tax refunds. What you need to know, what is it, how to correct any issues, what you should do with it. So first off, a tax refund is not a good thing, okay? It means that you gave the government too much money on a 0% loan, and they're just returning it back to you, okay? Now, how it works, for example, let's just say you make $100,000 per year. The government only requires you to pay that once a year. However, most people, like 90 something percent of workers, opt to pay it over time throughout the year. And this is not a bad thing in and of itself. This is actually a good thing, because if everybody was left up to their own quote unquote devices to pay their tax at the end of the year, let's be honest, most people wouldn't have the money. Then they would have problems with the IRS. They'd be taking personal loans. It could get absolutely just disgusting. Okay. So paying it over time throughout the year is not the bad thing. The overpayment is the bad thing, okay? Now, the way the process works is you don't know exactly how much you're going to make every year. Even if you have a salary and you say, look, I'm going to make $100,000 in salary this year, you don't know about bonuses, raises. You may get laid off. You may decide to stay at home. Therefore, when we have a job, we estimate how much we're gonna make. And so each paycheck, the government takes a portion of it. Now, at the end of the year, we do our taxes, and the government will come back and say, you owe $20,000 in taxes, but maybe you paid $24,000 over the year. Your refund would be $4,000. That $4,000, in my example, is an interest-free loan you gave to the government, okay? Had you kept that money in the bank, just risk-free making interest, you'd probably have another $150 to $200. And if you actually used what the IRS like classifies as interest that they actually have to pay someone, that number could be up close to $300 to $400 per year, okay? Now, before we go on how to reduce that tax refund and what to do with it, I do want to touch on another thing, because this makes me cringe as well when we talk about tax refunds, is I hear people all the time saying, oh, well, I got a big tax refund, and that's awesome because that means I paid less in taxes. No, it doesn't. It just means that you might have overpaid more than the previous year. What you should be looking at when it comes to your taxes is the actual effective tax rate. what percentage of your money went to the government. So in my example, well, I said I made $100,000 and my tax was $20,000. That effective tax rate is 20%. That's the number you need to be looking at. So don't ever judge, like, are you paying more in taxes or not based on your refund. I hear this all the time when there's different presidents in office. Oh, this president sucks because my tax refund is lower than when this president was in. It means nothing. It just means you overpaid less this year than you overpaid previous years. That's all that tax refund means. As to, okay, I don't want to overpay, but also at the same time, like I mentioned earlier, paying throughout the year is not necessarily a bad thing, because a lot of people would end up with a shortfall at the end of the year and have to take out like a personal loan or something. So you could pay throughout the year. That's not a bad thing. Plus, if you're short and you're short a certain amount or short so many years, you also incur a $50 fine. Okay. However, some people don't even care about that. They'll pay the fine and they rather invest that money. Needless to say, you don't need to do that. That's really getting into the intricacies. Now, to reduce that tax refund, how do you do it? You basically claim more dependents. So that way, each week or each pay period, they take out less of your paycheck to go to the government. So like if you're claiming two right now, two dependents, maybe you claim three or four. And that will reduce your tax that you pay every paycheck. And your goal might not be to get to like zero at the end of the year. But in my example, instead of like $4,000 coming back to you in terms of a refund, maybe you get that down to like $500 or $200 or $1,000. Okay, at least you have more of your money working for you throughout the year. Okay, now next up, if you do get a tax refund, what do you do with it? Like the Fitbucks financial planning method comes into play because it makes your life so easy. You don't have to guess on what to do with it or anything like that. Now, those of you that are subscribed to our channel or listen to the podcast frequently, read our blogs, all that type of stuff, you know about the Fitbucks financial planning method. Those of you that are new, I'll go through it real quickly. Basically, we simplify this into an easy type of thing. We have one long-term goal, one short-term goal. That's how our technology is set up, okay? Your long-term goal is broken up into three categories: day-to-day money, money for future self, and risk management, okay? One long-term goal, that's all you have, and that is to increase how much you're doing to money for future self over time. That can be every year, every time you get a pay increase, whatever it is. That's all your long-term goal is, okay? When it comes to short-term goals, you are listing out all your goals and we do minimum. So like minimum towards a retirement, minimum payments towards debt, everything like that. And then whatever your available funds are after all your expenses and your minimums, everything goes to your number one short-term goal. So when it comes to what do you do with your tax refund, for us, it's very simple. Whatever you label that number one goal as being, that's where it goes. So if you say, look, I'm paying off my student loans aggressively, all that refund goes to paying off that student loan aggressively. If you're going to say, I'm going to save for a house, start saving for that down payment, put all that money into that savings account. That will simplify your life. You don't need to think about it at all. Maybe if you get a large refund, which again, I don't advocate for, but like you get a $1,000 refund, maybe you take $100 of it, go to dinner, have fun with it, take the other $900 and put it at that short-term goal. Bottom line is put a big chunk of it towards that number one short-term goal, and you're going to feel good about yourself, let it be paying off debt or anything like that. That's the way to go. Now, right now, there's going to be a playlist that pops up on your screen, financial planning for 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. You know, make sure you check that playlist out. We got some student loan playlist stuff as well that could pop up. And in the meantime, like I said earlier, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening to the podcast, make sure to write the review. As always, it's been fun. We hope to see you guys in the next episode. See you guys later.